Here's a quote about digital minimalism from Ryan Holiday, author of The Obstacle is the Way. This book is an urgent call to action for anyone serious about being in command of their own life. Digital Minimalism by Cal Newport called to me personally. I'd been wrestling with my digital tools all year before the book came out, and I'd become hypocritical. Digital identity. My life is carefully designed to limit distractions, especially the kind that is engineered by Silicon Valley tech conglomerates. On one hand, I tell people that I don't use social media, and it's true. Facebook, Twitter, X, whatever, Instagram have no place in my life. On the other hand, I constantly use social media because I host a podcast that is on platforms such as YouTube, Spotify, and SoundCloud. So who's the real me? Am I a slave to the attention economy? Am I a renegade neo-Luddite? I picked up Digital Minimalism by Cal Newport to formulate the answer to these questions. In Cal's previous books, he's done a remarkable job of addressing topics that gave me mixed feelings, such as professional pressure to always be on email. I hoped that he would clarify the challenges of distraction in my personal life through his book, Digital Minimalism. He did not disappoint. In this series, I'll break down how you can use the main ideas in each part of digital minimalism, starting here with the introduction. The book opens with a few comments on a 7,000-word essay Andrew Sullivan wrote for New York Magazine titled, quote, "I used to be a human being," end quote. It's an alarming title, if a bit tongue-in-cheek. And I can relate to Sullivan's frustration. Until December 2018, I had never owned a smartphone. My previous cell phones had come in the flip phone or slider variety, and I preferred them. When my last one bit the dust, it seemed necessary to pick up a newer phone for a trip around the world I was planning. Friends and family told me that a fancier phone would make my life better, especially when traveling, and Google Maps is amazing. My phone is a slot machine. At first, the phone helped a lot. I will never deny that there is value to new technologies. Even Instagram has some value. The issue was the trade-off I made for that value. Overnight, my phone went from being a useful tool to being a portal to every distraction known to mankind. I began furiously processing and transmitting constant multimedia messages. The contacts are randomly colored, making everything more interesting. The interface makes me feel powerful as it opens with a single swipe. But there is much more friction to turning it off. Turning it off takes at least 7 precise screen taps. To underscore the behavioral addiction that smartphones create, mine came with one game installed, a slot machine. Literally, it's called Slot-O-Matic. It's probably fortunate that I went so long without a smartphone. During my college years, constant connectivity could have ruined me. As it was, I checked my flip phone and email dozens of times per day, all of that in a time before the attention engineering that we see now really took off. Knowing my own weakness, I needed a comprehensive approach to new technologies. Cal Newport proposes that digital minimalism can be that approach. It's not a series of tips and life hacks, but a, quote, full-fledged philosophy of technology use. We need a thoughtful philosophy, because we're fighting a near impossible battle. The resources in Silicon Valley are titanic. Imagine if you had just $1 million. Could you develop an addictive slot machine? I bet you could. Now, if you had Facebook's multi-hundred billion dollar valuation, could you build a few addictive apps like Instagram? I have zero doubt that you could. To give readers a clear overview of the battlefield, part one of Digital Minimalism opens with an examination of the attention economy and digital devices. Then spells out the philosophy of digital minimalism and the strategic approach called the digital declutter. Part two equips the reader to sustain the choices they make after completing the digital declutter. Each chapter in part two ends with in-depth guidance for incorporating new practices into your digital behavior, such as setting office hours for conversation and embracing the slow media movement. The introduction to digital minimalism left me inspired to read on. Newport takes a refreshing look at an old quote from Walden by Henry David Thoreau. Quote, "The mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation," end quote. It turns out that's not really the end of the quote. The less noted part continues in the following paragraph. "They honestly think there is no choice left, but alert and healthy natures remember that the sun rose clear. It is never too late to give up our prejudices." If, like Henry David Thoreau, you believe it is never too late, then you can follow along with this digital minimalism series and try to address your own use of digital technologies.